We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9, and this is National 4-H Week. We're going to have the chance to talk to a few of the local 4-H students, and right now I have Wyatt Smith. He is with the Valley Blazers here in Redwood. Wyatt, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
All right, so Wyatt, tell me a little bit, first of all, why did you get involved in 4-H?
Well, one of my closest friends, Sydney Gertzma, she was joining 4-H, and I figured it would be cool to try it out.
So how long have you been in 4-H?
This is my second year.
Second year. What kind of activities do you do? What kind of projects do you work on?
I work on different stuff. Like last year I did a safety project and a photography project, but this year I did craft and cooking.
Okay, so let's talk about the safety project. What kind of things did you talk about with your safety project?
Just like how to get prepared for a tornado. I gave instructions for like what to put in your tornado safety kit. If you have any meds, then have like a med list.
Things like that, just
like
to be
prepared. Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of craft did you do this year?
I made a duct tape wallet.
A duct tape wallet. Okay,
yeah.
Nice. And also, you said you did a cooking project. What did you do there?
I baked my favorite recipe for chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. So you definitely get to experience a wide range of things when you're in 4-H, right?
Yeah.
How much work goes into preparing for a presentation or doing a project like that?
I'd say for the ones I did this year, there was about medium effort because, like, we have a craft board for the duct tape wallet, so we just used an X-Acto knife to cut it, and it was easier that way. And we also watched a YouTube video to instruct us how to do it.
So how often do you guys have meetings or get together with the club?
About once a month.
And what kind of things do you do when you're in those club meetings?
Mostly we just talk about like our funding or what we're going to do for like the year. Like last meeting, I was a first time being a part of the planning the schedule for the year. Actually, next week we're going for the introduction meeting, like the one I went to join 4-H, it's at Beaver Falls in the park, and we're doing a hayride and a s'more party afterwards.
So if you were had kids listening right now that weren't in 4-H, what kind of things would you say to them to encourage them to join 4-H?
It's really fun, you know? It's just like you go into 4-H and you meet all these wonderful people that can help you through, like, being a leader and just, you get to experience so many different things that you won't get to in your everyday life.
In the 2 years you've been involved in 4-H, would you say it's changed your personality or your life a little bit?
Yes, very much.
How so?
I used to be a very introvert. Mm-hmm. When I joined 4-H, I was, like, scared because there were all these different people there. After a while, I grew more comfortable with them and more comfortable talking to people. And then my mom switched from a nursing home to the nursing home here in Redwood, and one of the 4-H members' parents were working with my mom there and still are.
Okay. So definitely encourage kids to join. And so Wyatt, as you look to the future being in 4-H, what kind of things are you thinking about for the upcoming year, for maybe a project or something? You got any ideas or any hints, or do you want to keep that kind of a secret right now?
Well, I know for a fact that we get to go to Mount Cato sometime.
All right.
That's going to be fun.
That'll be
like,
fun.
Sometime in, like, the summer months, we planned something big. Like, last year we went to Air Max in the Twin Cities, and they had, like, laser tag, a trampoline park, an arcade.
So lots of fun activities to kind of help you guys kind of come together.
And then there are some serious things, like, we needed to do the if we needed to do the recycling bins for the fair, then we would, like, put them out. And we also make stuff for the fair, like we paint benches and stuff.
All right. Well, Wyatt, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us about 4-H, and congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, and look forward to hearing about what you do in the future.
Thanks.
That's Wyatt Smith here on the Farm Show. We'll continue our talk with a few 4-H students here this week during National 4-H Week. We'll be back after this.